And I'm here with Elizabeth Tobey from NICE on day two at Enterprise Connect. Good to see you.
Great to see you.
So you're drinking from the fire hose here at Enterprise Connect. So much going on. Maybe tell me about your week, personally, professionally.
Where do you want me to start? Oh, goodness.
I think you had a panel session this morning.
Yeah.
What was the topic and what were some of the takeaways, insights you could share?
Yeah, it was one of my favorite kinds of conversations to have. What is the future going to look like? Talking about projecting out into the future, what will the contact center be in 2027? As you can imagine, AI was something a lot of folks talked about and I felt very comfortable with since my entire world is digital and AI.
Yeah.
And really, I think the theme of the panel really aligned with a lot of things we're doing at NICE, that knowledge management is AI management, and that AI in general is really about collaboration and assistance, and it goes way beyond just how it can help a customer. It's about how you can help your agents, your supervisors, even your CX leaders. And I think those are the kinds of things that I like talking about the most, is that collaborative ability for AI to actually help you analyze and take action on and understand unstructured data at the pace that I think business demands. So even if you think about like Yield Day of last year, if you needed a data scientist to help analyze something, to help you make a decision to change something in your business, that could take days or weeks, maybe months if it's a complex project. Business moves too fast for that these days.
So where does this data come from, and how do you ensure the integrity and reliability of the data? That's something you know a lot about at NICE. Tell us about that process of journey of gathering, collating, collecting good data.
Yeah, I mean, I think that a lot of our philosophy is really reflected in the solutions and the products that we're building. We have CXone, one platform holistically to be able to cover the entirety of the customer experience. And I think another thing that's really important to think about with data there is every interaction, whether it is agent-led, customer-led, asynchronous, is all going into that system. And all of that can feed your AI and feed those interactions. So you're creating this flywheel effect where everything from automation to what the agent is doing is being sent to the leader, who then can create better workflows, better processes, better implementation to then better the CX and EX. And so you really have to think about the fact that if the data is all connected, whether it's through your native apps, your third-party ones, in this one common data model, and then can be fed into embedded AI solutions, you're going to have something that holistically looks at the full picture of your business and everything customers are doing. And that's how you're really going to be able to build that individual profile of a customer and be able to have that lasting relationship.
Wow, fantastic. What a thought-provoking overview. And you love to put your customers in the spotlight. You've been doing that a lot on the marketing side with long-form video and interviews. What are some of the takeaways that you've seen from that process of really discovering the customer challenges and opportunities that they can leverage?
There's so much that if you think about, everybody says customer centric, right?
Yeah.
If you think about the customer first, I don't think there's a brand out there that says, oh, we put the customer second. But by putting them as a central focus, not just of how we market and talk about our work, which is very important because the outcomes and the success metrics of the companies is what other prospects, other brands out there are going to look to and decide, is this actually going to work for me? Because that's the proof they need. I can talk your ear off about how amazing I think Enlighten is, and you really want to see how it works in market, how it's actually solving folks' problems. So that's one perspective. But I think more importantly, seeing the different use cases that customers are coming to us with right now and the struggles and the challenges that they're looking forward in the future towards is helping inform our roadmap. And so when you think about AI and Enlighten, the solutions and the use cases we've created are based on that feedback and based on those conversations. And so we really can drive the roadmap, and that's allowing us to be more innovative and be ahead of the curve in terms of what we're putting out there. Because as soon as we hear a hint of a problem, a struggle, a challenge, we start to think about how we can help solve that and alleviate it, maybe even take one step forward and think about an even bigger picture. And I think that's how we've been able to build out these solutions that are not just a co-pilot or an autopilot that makes a better IVA or a better agent assist, but this whole system that when looked at holistically and taken together, all of them impact each other in a way that's a force multiplier.
Wow, that is a powerful statement. You impact and support so many industries, verticals. Where do you see a lot of transformational change happening this year and next as AI gets adopted into various industries?
You know, I think that some of the surprising ones is how much some of the, I would say, more secure or highly regulated industries are really embracing these technologies. Financial services, we're seeing a lot of innovation there, which, you know, I think if you think about healthcare or you think about finance, you often think that they will be very conservative. And we're seeing a lot of innovation there, which I think, again, is a game changer for patients, for doctors, you know, for the employees, for the customers. So I think that those are the areas that I'm surprised by how quickly they're picking it up and the rewards they're seeing from it.
Yeah, they have a lot of catching up to do in many cases. Speaking of financial services, you're in New York City. I was at your great event, Interactions, last year. CX in the City, really fun get-together. And you have another one coming up. Tell us about what to expect. When is it? Where is it?
Yes, June 10th to 12th in Las Vegas. We are going to be having another Interactions, hopefully bigger, better than ever before. I'm very excited to be able to have it, you know, outside of my home base, be able to bring folks in a really interesting, vibrant city. I mean, it's a great way to really bring in the energy of a city that I think is the energy of our company. Fast, flashy, finding what you need no matter what that journey is. And so I'm excited about it, and you're going to see a lot more from, you know, everything in terms of our platform, you know, WFM, of course, our Enlightened Solutions will be front and center there, and we'll be talking a lot about AI. And we've already got a great lineup of some customers. I don't think we started announcing them yet, so you'll definitely have to stay tuned.
Can't wait to see it. Have a great Enterprise Connect, and onwards and upwards. Congratulations.
Thank you.